Welcome, my friends, to Scry Me a River, the MTG Advice Podcast. I'm Riley.
I'm Dennis.
And we're here to solve your problems, Dennis, with a stack. Oh, we've got all sorts of stuff today.
We do. Now, you say every week you say it's going to be a big show. It's a packed show. One day I hope it's like a 15-minute episode with one question.
And I'm just going to be like, hey, you know what? Honestly, not that much going on today.
Not a lot going on.
Not this week. It's been a quiet old harvest. No, but that's not the case. We've got a bunch of questions sent in. Am I the asshole question? We've got advice questions. We've got all sorts of stuff coming in. And I'm looking forward, Dennis, to getting stuck into it. But gotta pay
the piper comes a knocking.
The piper comes a knocking. Refusing to pipe, Dennis, until we.
Very, very. Not a particularly musical sponsorship we have here with Channel Fireball.
Yeah, there's not a lot of piping that's going on. But channelfireball.com, of course, proudly sponsoring this this podcast.
Channelfireball.com, of course, reluctantly sponsoring this podcast.
What's on? What's going on? Channelfireball.com.
Two things. We mentioned the Strixhaven booster crate last week, Riley. If you want one of those, you got to move fast, baby. Yeah. I think we are running low.
Yeah.
So if you want to get yourself some goodies, some sick promos, a nice playmat and stuff, head over to channelfireball.com right now. It should still be there on the homepage. You'll be able to find it, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Get a set booster crate. But, Riley, aside from that, you can get something for Channel Fireball right now for free.
What?
For free.
What can I get for free? I love free things.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
If you sign up for CFB Extra, which is our newsletter, which has some amazing pieces of content and some crappy ruminations from some
idiots. I write some stuff for that, so it's not all great, but yeah, go on.
If you go to channelfireball.com/newsletter today and sign up, right? You ready for this?
Yeah.
Every Friday between now and the release of Strixhaven, we're giving away a box of set boosters to one of our extra subscribers, and on release day, we're giving away a box of collector boosters as well.
Holy moly, just by signing up for the newsletter.
All you got to do is fork over your email. That's it.
That's it. That's the cost.
No purchase required.
This piper doesn't require much of a payment, it turns out.
No. You know the way you say you get nothing for free? Lies. Slander.
Yeah.
You get this for free.
You get this for free. Potentially.
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 You get a shot at this for free.
You get a free chance at it. We're not gonna guarantee. Hey, it could be you. Could be.
I'm into it. I think it's a good. If I was not an employee of Channel Fireball and therefore ineligible for the giveaway, I would 1,000% sign up.
Wait, can I sign up for it? I'm not an employee. I guess I'm like a contracted employee. I'm not a like salaried employee. Can I sign up for it?
You can sign up all you want. I can tell you right now, you're not going to win.
Really? Okay. All right. Sounds. This whole thing smells.
There's a Riley filter on everything. Like just the way we pull them out of the dud bucket for
is
box
there
breaks,
a Megan filter?
Ooh, Megan could probably actually win, to be
honest.
All right,
okay. Well, I know. I mean, Megan's got a lot of email addresses she's used over the years.
Get them in there.
She doesn't retire them.
But does she upkeep them all?
Yeah, she doesn't. If she made an account on some website 5 years ago, it still uses her old email. She doesn't roll. Like, she doesn't update them.
She's still rocking the sxctomato@gomail.com or whatever.
Exactly. You know, she's still got all those ones from years ago. Anyway, that's fine. I mean, it always annoyed me, but now I get 5 entries into this. Sorry. Of course, I won't do that, Dennis. But other people should.
Other people should.
Anyway. Thank you to channelfireball.com for sponsoring this podcast. Maddie and Howell, Drystone Walls, of course, servicing the Greater Yorkshire area. Shouldn't say that. Might not even be the Greater Yorkshire area.
Could be the crappier parts.
It could be the worst parts of Yorkshire.
That's true.
The really rubbish parts. I don't know. Anyway, Maddie and Howell, Drystone Walling, of course, sponsoring. It's been quiet. We've been quiet from them since the rock breaks. We haven't heard too much from them. All quiet on the Yorkshire front. I don't know what the perfect season for Drystone Walling would be. I imagine this time of year.
Right? I imagine summer, yeah.
Yeah, like heading into summer, into spring, summer would be the time to do it. Oh, well, we'll find out. Any further correspondence from them? They're just coasting on this free sponsorship they're getting here. They need to provide some value.
Yeah, for some reason, I don't think business is booming as a result of being mentioned on this podcast. But
hey, you don't know that. Maybe that's why they haven't... Maybe the marketing department...
They're inundated, yeah.
The marketing department's being called up from the office to go and help them lift the stones.
They've got more seed than they know what to do with.
Exactly right. Anyway, Dennis, let's get to the questions. We've got a lot to get through. I'm going to read the first one here.
Punch it.
Hey guys, love the podcast and just want to get in touch with some advice. Oh mate, well, thank you very much. I have my own magic podcast that I do with a friend of mine. He's a washed up old magic boomer, but sometimes he can be kind of funny. I can tell you, having a podcast host who is kind of funny, the best kind of co-host.
Okay, all right.
And we mainly talk about Limited. The problem is I absolutely hate Limited. It's boring and underpowered, and I don't understand why everyone likes it so much. I haven't done a draft in about 2 years, but I keep having to talk about Limited every week on the podcast.
Oh my God.
Pretending I know what I'm talking about. The worst part is that my co-host also doesn't know much about magic at all, so I have to do the carrying most of the time. Do you have any advice on how to keep up the facade or maybe transition the podcast about something into being something about something that I actually like? like repairing watches or helping people get stuff down off of high shelves. And that's from Sleepless in Seattle, Dennis.
Well, those two, I don't know if the watches are the help people get stuff down on high shelves. I don't know how well that translates to an audio medium. And I have to imagine the audience for that is smaller than the Overall Magic audience. But
I would imagine if you wanted to start like making content about repairing watches, maybe do it on YouTube instead.
YouTube probably makes the most sense.
Maybe make a YouTube channel about it.
Maybe make a YouTube channel rather than a podcast. Exactly. But here's the thing. You got to look out for yourself. You got to do what you love. And if you're not feeling this podcast, you got to pull the plug on it.
I wonder how long this podcast has been going for, though.
Based on the way it sounds, it's probably only been a couple of weeks. I don't think it's like a long-standing thing. Like, right. It doesn't sound like either of the people are particularly interested in or good at Magic. It
doesn't sound like they're very interested or like invested in Magic the Gathering, yeah.
No.
No.
So I think this is a classic example of the sunk cost fallacy. Like, I think just because you've been doing something for a while does not mean you should keep doing it.
Right, you know right. I mean? So, you know, you've done, like, say you're on like episode 7 or 8 or whatever. You're tried.
Exactly. No matter how long the podcast's been going, no matter how big the Patreon is, it's okay to just burn it all down. I think that's totally fine.
Just throw in the towel, give it up, and go and make videos about repairing watches, I think, at this point.
Yeah, not everybody can have a successful Magic the Gathering podcast, right?
Oh, Dennis. I mean,
there's only so much room at the top of the mountain.
That's it. You know, the pie only has so many slices, Dennis, and you and I are gobbling that pie down every week.
A pie definitely has infinite slices, right? Not infinite, but like you could have like micron thick slices.
You could have infinite slices of a pie, I suppose. Depends how sharp your knife is.
Depends how thin your knife is, really. So
thin as well makes the thinness of the knife as well. Point is, there's not enough pie to go around. And if you're, let's sort of get behind the curtain here a little bit, Dennis. You and I don't mind seeing another Magic podcast, however small, however tin pot. You know, we don't mind it seeing it bite the dust.
Oh yeah. Oh, dude. Stimulating ear canals? That's a zero-sum game.
Yeah, exactly. There's only so many ear holes that we can get podcasts into. So
before the RSS feed pipes get clogged.
Sleepless in Seattle, if you're thinking about giving up, is that the advice we're giving? Just give up? Don't follow your dreams, Dennis?
No. Follow your dreams. Don't toil away on something you're not passionate about.
Follow your dreams. Go and make content about lifting things down off of high shelves.
Yeah.
The best back stretches you can do to warm up for that sort of thing. You know?
Best shoes to wear. Yep.
Yeah, this sounds very good. It is a shame, though, when you're lumped with, like, someone who has a vastly... Like, I can relate to this, Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh,
like,
yeah, okay, all right.
Being in a podcast with someone who, like...
Where you have to do the carrying?
Vastly overestimates their own ability. It's really tough, and I mean, empathize.
It's especially tough where, like Riley calls me out on this sometimes. Like, I'll be guilty of doing other stuff while we're recording the podcast, doing work or playing video games.
And if your
co-host is, like, drafting or playing Arena or something at the same time...
That's awful. I mean, I having to do a co-host who doesn't pay full attention to the task at hand, I would absolutely hate that, you know. Turns up unprepared, doesn't read the stuff ahead of time, you know, often eating... as well, a bunch of extra editing work to get rid of all those sounds and noises and that sort of stuff.
If they're talking about stuff that has nothing to do with what the podcast is about, like if they have like a sign off at the end or like a little section at the end where they like chat about other things, it's totally unrelated.
Yeah,
that's.
I mean, we would never do that on our podcast.
We would never do that.
Like, we never talk about things that are unrelated to Magic, especially not at the end of the podcast.
Cohesive, straight-laced brand.
Very, very aligned brand identity that this podcast has, Dennis. So that's some tips from us to you, Sleepless in Seattle. Just chuck, man. I mean, if you don't like... I mean, I don't blame you for liking Limited. Limited sucks, dude. Dennis and I both agree on this. Limited is the worst format.
Yeah, it is crazy that Limited, as bad as it is, and Commander are part of the same game. Like, I can't believe that.
Yeah, when you've got the sweeping heights of Commander, the best way, the most pure way to play the game.
The Mariana Trenches that are...
Yeah. Oh, attack with my vanilla 2-3.
Oh, my 2-3. Oh, I can't put... Oh, you have a 2-3. Literally nothing I can do about that. Great, cool.
I'll tap 5 lands and play a removal spell. I'm so happy this card's in my deck.
Yeah, truly as Garfield intended. Yeah,
I would honestly just chuck it straight in the bin. Doesn't sound like it's worth it.
We got another question here, Riley.
We got our next question, Dennis. Yep, go.
Coming thick and fast. Hi, guys. I'm a Magic streamer. A lot of content creators writing in today.
Yeah.
And I have had pretty good success doing it. Well, good for you. Mm. I recognize that streaming, like life, is a dog-eat-dog world, so I make sure to build my success by tearing others down. Wow, zero-sum game. Yep. There is one 2-bit garbage tier streamer that I love to bully. When he organizes friendly contests and stuff, I show up with competitive decks to make sure I crush him and embarrass him in front of his idiot fans. Wow. Here's the issue. I've started to outgrow the rivalry. I'm just so far ahead of him, both as a streamer and as a player and as a person, really, that it's not even fun anymore. Wow. I wish I could say I feel bad for him, but really it's just becoming a waste of my time.
Yeah.
How do I get him to realize this rivalry was over before it even began and that he should stop embarrassing himself?
And who's that from? And who's that from?
It comes from Piss Bottle Enthusiast.
Now, that's interesting, Piss Bottle Enthusiast. That's an interesting question because, can I say something? It's funny. I actually see a little bit of myself in this. It's funny because there's a situation that I can relate to with this question, because I also have a rivalry with another streamer, and I'm also miles and miles ahead of her, right? And she, like, I need to get her to realize that she needs to stop because she's embarrassing herself. Do you know what I mean?
So basically, I can't think of anyone more qualified to give advice on how tired your arms get punching down, and that's what we're talking about here, right?
Oh, and you know how much I love to punch down, Dennis. No, listen, let's be more serious here, Dennis. You know, Piss Bottle Enthusiast, have you tried to talk to your rival? Have you tried
to bridge that gap?
Just have a little heart-to-heart with him? You know, maybe there's... Maybe
I could understand him as a person, his... Walk a mile in his shoes?
Yeah, stream a mile on his channel, you know. It doesn't really work.
No, you just hand and fork over your logins.
You shouldn't really do that. Don't hand over your credentials. Also, you don't really stream for a mile unless you're one of those outdoor streamers who like goes and travels and stuff.
Would you ever do that? Would you ever do IRL streaming?
If I had the setup for it, I think that'd be good fun. Yeah,
you hate the outside world at the best of times.
What are you talking about? I love going outside.
No, not with that. IRL streaming is all about interacting with other people and strangers.
Really? I've watched IRL streams where people like hiking and stuff, like going on the beach, camping on the beach, that sort of thing. I do that.
I guess you could go camping, do some fishing.
I've seen that sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I do that sort of thing. Mostly, I find it's people being annoying in restaurants.
I haven't watched any of those streams, but I definitely wouldn't do that. Mm. No, I definitely wouldn't do that. Anyway, what do you make of this, Dennis? What do you make of this? Do you think? I mean, is success a zero sum game? Is this streamer on the right track? What should they do?
100%. People cannot watch two streams at once. I mean, they can have two tabs open, but we know they're only really watching one.
Okay.
And I think you have to. Crush your enemies and see them dream before
you. Maybe there's a more reconciliatory.
And if there's somebody that's not worth your time, if there's a tick or a leech on your arm that you want to get rid of,
I think it's clean
break.
Piss Bottle Enthusiast, you know, whoever they are, he or she or they, we don't know, but like whoever they are, they're not using those sorts of words to describe their rival.
No, but I think it's clear. I think it's clear from their language and their tone that they are over this and they want out of it and that at some point, you're only doing the other person favors by talking about them or even by thinking about them. Some people aren't worth the electricity to fire the neurons on.
Let's not rush out of this rivalry then. You know, if you're in a position where you think like you've outgrown it, maybe it's time for a careful sort of, you know, maybe even if you've got, you know, a bigger fan base and better numbers and, you know, are offering a higher quality product than your rival. I'm not saying that's true. I'm saying that you have that perception, maybe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, we talked about that pie before, Dennis. Maybe it's time to slice off a little bit of that pie for some of your, you know, what is at the end of the day, a colleague, you know, and maybe
I think you kick that pie off the table and
maybe
step
even
on
a
it.
Friend.
I think there's no, maybe, you know. Well, hang on. This person does not sound like they're describing a friend.
Well, maybe there's just, you know, maybe there's a nascent friendship waiting to blossom under there somewhere, you know, maybe out of out of this rivalry.
I think the only way out of this is crush your enemies.
I think the only way out of this is
driven before you.
Extend the olive branch and recognize that probably this is just a lot of egotistical posturing and that the rival is probably a lot better than you, and this is coming from a place of concern that he is somehow going to eclipse you and all that you've built, and then you'll be, you know, what kind of name is Piss Bottle Enthusiast anyway? How seriously can we take this person, Dennis?
I think it might be a pseudonym.
No, I think that's probably just how they think of themselves, honestly.
You think if we go to twitch.tv/pissbottleenthusiast, we'll find
that might
streamer.
Be it. Or maybe we look through like a lot of the popularly used emotes or maybe sub icons or whatever, and maybe
if see
any
which
piss
ones look like a piss
up,
bottle.
And then we can maybe connect
reverse
the dots
engineer.
On who this person is, you know? Because I certainly don't have any idea who it is.
Well, we don't need to dive too deep.
I'm not looking to dox anyone on this stream, Dennis.
You're not in a doxy kind of mood?
Oh, my goodness. All right. Sorry, I thought of something really funny that was just nothing to do with
unrelated.
It's sort of a funny joke about, Oh, dear. All right, Dennis, got another question here. This one comes in. Oh, man. All right. Oh, hi, Smart. A quick Am I the Arsehole question for you. All right, that's good. We're changing tacky, Dennis, away from the advice into Am I the Arsehole.
It's pivot, yeah.
This is Smart Classic. People love this. This is a great segment. People love Am I the Arsehole. Here we go. Quick Am I the Arsehole question for you. I was at my first ever GP, and after checking in for day number one, I went and got my pairing for the first round. I went over to the table and found my opponent was already there. He didn't accept my handshake, and his speech was kind of muffled, so I couldn't really hear anything he was saying. But as I sat down and shuffled up anyway, I presented my deck for him to cut, but he didn't do the same.
Rude.
That's kind of rude. I didn't want to be weird about it, so we just started playing. A few turns in, he played a card that I didn't know. I asked if I could read it, but he wouldn't give it to me. In fact, I couldn't touch any of his cards. I assume this is before, like in the before times.
I mean, it's a GP, so it has to be in the before
Yeah, it
times.
Has to be, right? Like, this is at a time where touching other people's cards is acceptable. I couldn't touch any of his cards because his entire side of the table, including him, was encased in an enormous jar.
Unusual.
I called a judge and they wanted to make him get out of the jar, but I didn't think that was a good idea. Who knows why he was in the jar in the first place? Am I the asshole for keeping my opponent in a jar? And that comes into us from... Sorry. I was just thinking of that joke again. This comes into us, Dennis, from Savadaddy.
Oh, cool. So, I don't know. Like, I think if your opponent wants to be in a jar, like, it would appear that they don't appear to be trapped in the jar, right?
Well, they can't get out of the jar, obviously. If they're not, like, you know, they're not presenting their deck, they're not handshaking, they're obviously trapped in a jar. I mean, it's not a good position for anyone to be in. I feel like you should let them out of the jar.
Yeah, but who are we to say whether or not, like, we have the moral imperative to take them out of the jar?
Well, I think it's wrong for someone to be trapped in a jar. And I'm going to assume good faith. I think we should let them out of the jar.
But there's a difference between being trapped in a jar and sort of in becoming trapped in a jar and being imprisoned in a jar.
Yes, but who are we to say that the person who imprisoned this person in the jar had the, you know, was doing the correct thing to begin with? Who knows that they had the moral, you know, the high ground to begin with?
Like an evil witch could have put you in a jar or a justiciar could put you in a jar, I suppose.
Yeah, it could have been like a malicious warlock who ensconced you in this jar, right, against your will. Or it could have been, some kind of like noble do-gooder or something. We don't know.
I think there's a very clear... So this is obviously a little bit of a moral gray area that I'm sure we could talk about for hours on end if we wanted to.
Mm.
But I think in the context of a Magic the Gathering Grand Prix, I think there actually is a correct answer to this, which is you just escalate to the head judge. I mean, whatever they say goes.
Is being in a jar an acceptable thing to do at a competitive REL?
I don't know if he could bring the jar to day two, for example.
No, like professional REL,
almost certainly
changes completely.
Yeah.
You can't be trapped in a jar in professional REL.
I don't have the Magic tournament rules handy. I can try, and we're still recording quite early in the day here, so Eric Levine is still asleep. I can't just call him. But my gut is no. My gut is the judge would make you get out of the jar.
So we are saying that yes, this person is an asshole.
For advocate. I think
let's just say in general.
I think that's fine. I think this person's general character and demeanor is that of an asshole.
I would say
everything
from the way this question is written to the name that they provided as well.
To Savadaddy,
Like, I'm not into that. What kind of name is that to give yourself? This person obviously...
To give yourself?
Obviously really likes the name as well.
They must have. If they're self-appellating. They could have signed this question anything they wanted.
They could have put their real name.
But
they didn't.
Savadaddy.
They put Savadaddy. And that just gives me the douche chills.
I don't like that. Gives me the heebie-jeebies.
I don't like
There's a postscript to this question.
Oh, right? I missed that. Do you want to read that out for us?
It says, P.S. Love the podcast. Think of starting one of my own, but unsure of a topic. Maybe something I'm familiar with. Really top shelf level stuff. So I'm not sure what that like.
No, I don't know what that's
probably going to be a little bit more detail there.
But do we want to encourage other people to start? We've already talked about the podcast pie.
Well, there was Sleeveless in Seattle who wanted to start a podcast about getting stuff down off of high shelves. We might be able to link these two.
Maybe
we might
connect
be able to
them
do
up.
A meet cute here. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That sounds reasonable. Am I the asshole for keeping my opponent in a jar? You always got to. You got to let him out of the jar.
I think so. I mean, it looks like you went out of your way to keep him in the jar because the judge was recommending to that. And you're like, no, let's not be so hasty.
Yeah, it sounds like you got up and like screwed the lid of the jar on tighter with your enormous muscles.
With your enormous muscles?
With your enormous biceps as big as someone's head, you know? The more I read this question, the more I feel like this person's just a bully.
Just a big bully. They're going to pick somebody with a bullyable face out of a crowd and stomp on over there with their biceps, beautiful salt and pepper hair, and just start swinging.
Yeah, intimidating. I'm imagining someone already like big, hulking, tattooed, you know.
But like fake friendly up front, like Canadian or something.
Oh, you know what those Canadians are like. You know what those Kanakistanis are like. They lull you into a false sense of security with all their sorries and all the rest of it. And then bam, you get the gut punch. I can't stand this. I can't believe that we have people like this listen to our podcast. And honestly, it makes me ashamed.
They're probably from somewhere in the absolute middle of nowhere, like Saskatchewan or something ridiculous. Some made up place in Mordor.
Sasquatchy boop? Yeah.
Sasquabobs. Anyway. Got another question here, Riley, coming in. You ready for this one?
Yeah, go.
A little bit of a pivot back to the more office politics. Here we go. Hey, guys. I'm co-captain of a pro magic team. I won't name names to stay anonymous, but I have a problem. The other co-captain is a washed-up magic boomer, and I don't know how to go about ousting him to become the true captain by myself. How do you deal with politics in the workplace like this? Also, let me know if you have any podcasts starting up about high shelf content. That's my real passion. This one comes in from William Huey Jensen. Straight shooter here.
I didn't realize Huey was a listener. Huey, great to have you along. Thanks for writing in, mate. That's good. High shelf content. Because he's very tall.
We're getting a triumvirate going.
Because he's very tall. And he's like getting stuff off the high shelves as well. We can probably figure out here. Dennis, I noticed that you're bareheaded at the moment. So why don't you get your thinking cap and pop it on your head, mate? Because I think we can probably figure out who William Huey Jensen is talking about here. Let's see if we can sleuth it out, okay? I'm co-captain of a pro magic team. Now, William Huey Jensen is associated with...
So Huey can probably only be co-captain of maybe four or five pro magic teams at the time.
There's only four or five that he could be captain of concurrently.
So that narrows it down.
It does narrow it down.
And how many of those have two captains, the other of which is a washed-up magic boomer?
I think it's pretty pervasive.
I don't know if that narrows it down enough. But we can answer Huey's question in essence anyway without worrying too much about who it's specifically
sure,
about.
Sure,
right?
Sure, sure. Okay, all right. Even if there's no way for us to know, Dennis, who Huey's talking about, even if we can't figure that out.
So this is basically, I mean, if you want to put this into normal world terms, this is basically trying to get yourself promoted above an incompetent colleague.
Yes, but a colleague at the same level as you.
Yes. You want to get promoted above them.
Yes. So how do you do it
does
that?
Does this feed into our bullying streaming question?
I think
is this another zero-sum game?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. There are two ways to approach this, right? You either try to lift yourself up or you tear them down, right? And if you're going to go with the way that the piss bottle enthusiast likes to go with things, right? If you're going to take that whoever that person was, that their approach, right? That means that you've got to begin a campaign of underhanded, clandestine, nasty, pervasive chicanery here in order to destroy this person's reputation and image.
So this is like you go to their house the night before, slash their tires, come to the 9 a.m. meeting, be like, oh, weird, the other co-captain's late. That's bizarre.
Sugar in the petrol tank, potato in the exhaust pipe.
The petrol tank destroys the car, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, slashing the tires also prevents the car.
It destroys the tires, but they're more replaceable.
Does sugar in the petrol tank actually destroy a car?
I think so.
I want to tell you a story about a friend of mine now. So there's this friend of mine who I went to high school with. I'm actually not going to dox this person. Who had such a deeply entrenched grudge with one of the teachers that he swore that he was going to put sugar in the teacher's petrol tank on like the last day of school, right? And I don't know if he ever managed to, but like he was so determined that he was going to do that. Is it the sort of thing that like would actually destroy a car? Like, does it actually just wreck the car?
There are cases where sugar can completely ruin an engine. If enough sugar gets by the filter pumps and fuel injectors, it can get into the engine itself and build up in the valves and piston rings. The bottom line is that putting sugar in a gas tank can really cause quite a lot of damage.
I wonder if that happened. I wonder if that this person actually managed to do that. It was a very stupid thing to, because he went around talking about it, he was going to do it. So if that person, like if the teacher's car then broke, it wouldn't have been too hard to find out who wanted.
You'll probably have to pump the gas tank empty.
Right, okay.
Like if you put diesel in a non-diesel car.
Well, sugar's a lot cheaper than diesel, right?
I have to imagine a packet of sugar is cheaper.
Just get a packet of sugar. It's going to be a lot cheaper than diesel. Also, you can carry a packet of sugar in your school bag. It's going to be hard. You know, the liter of diesel in your backpack.
Like, that's like GTA is dragging around a jerry can
to put in the car. Okay, so that's step one, Huey. You could put some sugar into this person's petrol tank. Have we got any other ideas?
I mean, if they're washed up, just start calling in their recent achievements and comparing them to yours. It's probably the easiest way to do it. Just do it in a subtle way, though.
Yeah, like Hugh, like what's your standing in Magic? Like Hugh's in the MPL, right? So like
he did quite well this past in the last two tournaments.
Doing pretty well with points, I imagine. So maybe compare your standing to this washed up. I mean, is this washed up pro even in the MPL?
What you could do is for morale in the team office, you put up a ranking of everybody on the team in the MPL, and it'll make it abundantly clear right away. Probably.
Hang on. I've got an idea. Channelfireball.com. Historic power rankings, standard power rankings, modern power rankings, pro power rankings.
Pro power rankings, pretty good.
Number
it's
one,
pretty good.
William Huey Jensen. Article written by William Huey Jensen.
William Huey Jensen.
Where does your person appear? Number 7. Probably too high. Maybe number 8. Right. Make sure they're on the list. So they're not forgotten about you, because if you don't put them on the list, they'll be like,
they could be anywhere.
They've, you know, you forgot about them or whatever, right? But if this person really is a washed up boomer, as you say, you need to remind the world their best days are behind them, Huey.
And I mean, I think once you solve this problem for yourself, once you get this across the line, you will have more mental bandwidth, more emotional bandwidth to do like a high shelf podcast.
This does sound like classic Huey, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Like, conniving, highly emotionally motivated,
really,
angry.
Yeah, like vindictive, you know? Mm-hmm. Always out to score something over someone else, you know?
That's Huey.
I don't know Huey as well as you. I know you two are thick as thieves. He calls you D-Money and everything.
Yep.
You should be glad you're on Huey's good side, man.
I'm glad I'm not co-captain of the team.
Can I tell you, if we get an email from Huey next week being like, hey, there's this guy that works at the same company as me and I need, how do I put the knife in his back, right?
Yeah.
Like, you gotta
start. I gotta watch out.
You gotta start, like, cozying up to Huey and making sure you're on that good side, man. You gotta start greasing those palms.
I think we're in pretty good shape, and giving him this advice here, I think probably helps a little bit too.
Maybe it does.
We gotta start greasing those pumps, start sugaring that engine. You know how it is.
When was the last time he called you D Money?
It's been a while.
You might be on the way out, mate.
I'm gonna have to plot a chart to see what D Money uses and use it to track Hubie's sentiment towards me.
I'll tell you this, mate. Next week, if there's a Channel Fireball employee power rankings, and you're if you're towards the bottom end of that, you're in trouble, mate.
I'm in trouble, yeah.
You don't even have a car, so where's he going to put the sugar?
Oh, God, I don't know.
I mean, you know, in your bike pump? I don't know. Do you have a bike?
I do have a bike, yeah.
You got a bike? Yeah, there you go. You better watch out, man. Next time you're pumping up your tires,
you're
going to be pumping full of sugar. I'll tell you this. Do you know what he's going to do with the sugar? He's going to boil it down into a thick treacle, into a molasses, right? He's going to smear it all over your handlebars. Next time you go to ride on your bike, mate.
He's stuck to the handlebars for careening down a hill.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly right.
Oh man. All right. Well, I got some stuff I gotta work on my end.
You got some buttering up you need to do to one William Huey Jensen before he cuts your brake cables.
If we're buttering things up, we're sugaring down handlebars, we're getting dangerous just baking a company cake. Yeah, at the stage.
That's a great idea. Bake him a cake.
Bake him a cake. Don't hate it. Don't
bake
hate
him a
it.
Cake.
Don't
bake you William Huey Jensen. I've learned the importance of staying on the good side of William Huey Jensen today. I've learned something from this advice.
And you listeners at home have learned something as well.
Well, that's it. I mean, I'm glad I'm not in a position where I'm a washed up boomer that Huey wants to, you know, get rid of, because I don't know. I mean, is there anything worse than being a bloody washed up magic boomer? Bloody hell. Anyway,
I don't know.
Our next question.
Next question here, Riley. Yeah, go for it.
Comes in asking, hey, Smart, I need some help. I'm an all-time great magic player, Hall of Fame, easy top 5 worldwide, S tier. Wow. Okay. Very impressive. Won more or less everything there is to win. The problem is, however, everyone seems to regard me as a washed up magic boomer. My friends. Damn, this is a serious question. Do you mind?
Sorry. I, that joke you were thinking of, I just thought of it as
okay.
well.
Okay, that's a serious question to ask. Everyone seems to think I'm a washed up magic boomer. My friends don't say it to my face, but I can tell they're all thinking it and saying it behind my back. I'm worried that I'll get kicked off my pro team or replaced as the podcast that I've co-host. How can I convince people that I've still got it and I'm not a washed up magic boomer after all? That comes in from 3 Oblivion Rings.
I mean, that could be anybody. That list is long. I think you should just I think this is as good a time as anyway to introduce this person to the Dennis Tranek 2-step program to success.
The Dennis Tranek 2-step project to magic program to magic excellence.
Step 1, git.
Step 2, mate.
Step 2, available at chatfarm.com/pro. This person probably already has a pro subscription. I think they're probably okay to read it.
Well, according to their, you know, obviously heavily biased opinion of themselves. They don't need it.
They might not even need it.
They might not even need it. They probably think that they're writing. They should be writing articles for Channel Fireball Pro by the sound of it. Well, as ludicrous as that sounds, Dennis.
Here's the thing, right? This person clearly is unfairly targeted. As someone who is so frequently unfairly targeted, what do you have to say to somebody in that same position?
All of a sudden, Dennis, you've completely flipped this on its head, and now I have a newfound empathy for this person. It's so unjust what the world's doing to you, Three Oblivion Rings. It's so unjust. And you know what? It's time to get out there, because you sound like someone who's pretty demure. You sound like someone who's pretty, you know, humble, and someone who doesn't take themselves, you know, in their successes.
Doesn't put themselves in the spotlight. Yeah, very quiet, very backseat.
Who doesn't invite that sort of thing or broadcast it. So maybe it's time to do that. You know, maybe you could come up with some sort of, like, I don't know, catchy nickname or something that illustrates some of the core, like, aspects of your person. Like, you know, they call me Riley Big Platts Knight, for example, because, you know, mm-hmm, platinum, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, just Big Platts, you know, it sort of sums up my energy. So maybe there's some nickname that you could adopt that sort of highlights some of your more positive attributes to kind of stay relevant.
Three Oblivion Rings is a decent username. You could probably just sell it into Three Rings, but that makes you sound like a SoundCloud rapper more than anything else.
Yeah, two chains and three rings.
Two chains and three rings. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that works.
Get a magic act together.
Maybe something else. Something else. There's some, I don't know. Like, what are your recent results like? You know, Have you put up the numbers recently? Can you start broadcasting that, showing that you've still got it?
Are you at the peak of your career? You know, all that stuff.
I'm worried about this podcast. It's interesting. We've had a couple of people write in about, like, podcast strife. Dennis, can I say something, Dennis?
Mm-hmm.
I'm very glad there's no tension between the two of us.
Oh, no, plain sailing as far as the eye can see, like, on the SMS writing.
We had Three Oblivion Rings. We had Sleeveless in Seattle. We've had a bunch of people write in talking about, like, the issues they're having in their... I'm worried Three Oblivion Rings is going to get booted off this podcast, you know? I'm glad... I'll tell you this. I'm glad Three Oblivion's not working with Buddy Sleeveless in Seattle. Oh, that'd be a nightmare, wouldn't it?
Oh, my God, could you imagine?
Those two people on podcast together?
Coin, yeah, yeah. It'd be terrible.
But, Dennis, it makes me very grateful that, you know, you and I... Solid as a rock. No issues to speak of when it comes to our relationship as podcasts and as friends, I would say, as well. You know what I mean?
No, I think we're in good shape. I think we hang out every morning, like you said. Now, we haven't, you know, any time this week,
yeah,
or most
stuff,
times
yeah.
last week, but, yeah. You know.
You were busy for some reason. You said you were, like, you had other stuff on.
Nah, it's not come up. And, like, you know, we talk a lot outside of the podcast. Like, I mean, we haven't in the past 2 or 3 weeks, but, yeah, like, broadly speaking,
but
we
you've
do.
Been busy, you said. Like, you said you've had stuff on. Like,
yeah, I have had stuff on. You know how it is. Yeah.
Life gets in the way. Like, I get it, you know.
100%. Like everybody's busy nowadays.
Yeah,
you know,
oh, that's it. There's
time.
So much going on. Like, last night, you know, I wanted to hang out and maybe play some games, but you said that you were busy playing games.
I told you already. I had both places to go and people to
see.
Yeah,
and then, like, I saw on Discord, like, you were playing Civ with some other friends. And I mean, you know how much I love Civ, but I guess the game was full because, you know, it's only like a 16 player game. So,
yeah, I mean, you know how it is. Like, I mean, I said we could invite you next time and stuff, but, you know.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I'm ready to go. I just wait. You just need to text me and that's okay, you know.
But yeah, no, broadly speaking, I think we're in very, very good shape.
We're really good shape. Like, we're really close.
I don't think we need to worry the way Sleeveless in Seattle.
It's really good. I mean, it really puts a smile on my face, Dennis. Anyway, we've got one more question, best friend, Dennis.
One more question here, yeah.
Do you want to read this question for us, mate? Because, you know what? You know, I wanted to, but you're my best friend, and, like, I'd love to sit here and listen to your voice just a little bit longer.
What's the Australian ad where they give the person the last thing? Like, it's a candy. It's like, oh my God, he gave me his last something.
No idea.
They had a kangaroo in it and everything.
I don't know. Caramel koala?
No, it's like, Tim-tang? Oh my God, he gave me his last... It wasn't an Australian specific sweet.
Oh, I don't know. No idea.
It was a Rolo.
My last Rolo. Okay, sure. Anyway, no, Dennis, look,
you're
my best mate in the world. There's no, like, there's no conflict or tension between us. I'm happy to let
you.
But I'm going to give you the last question, Dennis.
Give me the last piece.
I want you to close out the show like this. Go ahead.
Your last one. Okay. Hey, guys. I do a podcast about magic with a friend of mine.
What is going on with all these questions about podcasts?
Must have been a meeting we missed, yeah.
It was weird, man.
The problem is that, A, I actually don't really like magic, specifically Commander, very much at all. And,
like,
B, I like him even less.
Oh.
We're about 75 episodes in, so I feel pretty puck committed right now, but I don't know how to exit the podcast gracefully. Should I just stop showing up to record it? Should I feign an illness or fake my death or something? Or should I just own up and tell him that I hate doing the podcast and I hate his stupid face?
Whoa.
Any advice is welcome. That one comes from Dimpus Legoman.
Well, Dimpus, it's fun. Hang on. That's funny. Wasn't there a... Hang on. One second. I'm trying to remember. Because there was a point at which you told me a story about mm-hmm. when you met... Didn't you meet someone at a bar and they thought your name was Dimpus?
Yeah, yeah. I told that story on the podcast. So this person must be a fan. That's just why they have that username.
Because that you said, like, you said Dennis, and they're like Dimpus, and you went, yep.
Yep, that's me. Yeah,
but
yeah,
and then
true.
You also, didn't you say your hands are like Lego?
Yeah, and the guys would call me Lego Man, so they would call me Dimpus Legoman. But I'm pretty sure I told that on the podcast. I think that this is probably something.
Do you think that's just a reference to it?
I think it's probably just a reference. They're probably just a big fan.
I'm just noticing a few other similarities there. I don't want to get all like red twine on you here, but we do a podcast about magic together.
I mean, I guess you could call it about magic if you wanted to, but yeah, broadly speaking.
You don't like Commander.
Yeah, but like I think a lot of people secretly hate Commander. I don't think that has anything to do with it. Okay. That's not an indicator by itself for sure.
This person wrote in and said we're about 75 episodes in. We're exactly 75 episodes in.
Well, if it was, I mean, yeah. So they're similar to when we started, but they're about 75. We're exactly 75. That's clearly different.
Okay. All right. So this isn't like, this is just a coincidence.
No, it's just a coincidence. I would like to hear what you think this person should do in this case, though. That would be, like, I think it might be interesting if you could put yourself in the other person's shoes, like the person that they hate, okay. Finally annoying.
All right,
what would be the easiest way to dismount?
It's just so hard for me to imagine doing a podcast with someone that I don't like, you know, because I just, I'm so fond
of. Well, no, in this case, you'd be the person who's unliked. You'd be the person that the other person doesn't like.
Oh, you want me to be the friend that this
person... Yeah, the annoying... sniveling mustachioed little shit is probably.
Well, this doesn't say anything about mustache. There's nothing. There's
I'm just trying to link you to it.
No, but there's no mention of mustaches in the question, Dennis. Is the thing.
You can tell from the way he talks about him. I think it's probably.
You can. Clear. So you're telling me that by reading this question, you can tell that the friend of Dimpus Legoman has a mustache.
I mean, I think I'm pretty astute. I don't know if you don't. I mean, this might be a colorblindness thing that you can't tell. I'm not actually sure. But
I mean,
I
can read between the lines with the best of them. My colorblindness doesn't get in the way of that, but I'm not picking up mustache anywhere here. I don't know about that.
I inferred it. I mean, you call it a creative liberty.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you want me to try to put myself in the
embody this
sniveling, irritating mustachio. It's very difficult for me to do, Dennis. Very difficult thing for me to do, to put myself in those shoes. You know what I mean?
But as an entertainer, as an actor, as a creator, as an artist, as a thespian. How could Dimpus dismount from the podcast in the way that would hurt your feelings the least?
You know what? I think I'd just be heartbroken no matter what. I think that if I mean, it's so hard for me to relate to this thing because, you know, obviously you and I, Dennis, are so tight. But I, like, you know, let's heaven forbid, let's get say to you get to a point where, you know, you hate Commander. We're about 75 episodes in. You like me even less. You feel pot committed. You feel like you want to, you know, fake your own death to get out of it. I mean, that's just so ludicrous. Oh, it's just so I can't.
It's hard to even imagine. But for the purpose of the exercise,
Oh, Dennis, I don't know. It would break my little heart. It would break
the friendship. It is hard for us because our friendship has no holes,
no weaknesses. You know,
it is no weaknesses. It's no. All it is all set up, plain sailing.
One thing
into the
I know about you, Dennis,
night.
Is that you would never go behind my back with this sort of thing. You would approach it directly with me. You wouldn't use some weird, convoluted backdoor way to try to subtly hint at me that you wanted to stop doing this podcast.
No, right? I'm a knife in the face kind of guy, not a sugar in the gas tank.
Exactly.
Kind of guy.
Like you'd come straight to me. So I know, Dennis, can I tell you, my suspicions are allayed. I'm no longer, this is obviously just a coincidence because there's no way that you would ever be so conniving or calculated as to like make up a fake question and send it in just so I would read it out and like, you know, be clued into
it. Yeah, no.
That's good.
We should probably wrap up because I got to get out of here in about 25 minutes and I think you and I should probably talk after the podcast is over.
Oh sure, what's up?
You know, we should just talk about it off air. We don't need to worry about it too much.
I can edit this out. Like, I'll just take this bit out.
It's fine. We'll do it later. Thanks everybody for listening to the podcast.
Okay.
Thanks to Salivas in Seattle.
You're just being really like
piss ball enthusiasts through Living Rings.
Kind of weird about it, just like rushing.
William Huey Jensen, Savadati as well. Thanks to Junkie Cred for the music again. And thanks to Shuffle for sponsoring the podcast.
Charles Avenue River, or like, are we going
to
talk about?
No. Who has time for video games? We got serious business to do. And we'll see you next time. Stay fresh, cheese bags.